Every day, young people who are gay, lesbian, or transgender are teased by other kids in school, and sometimes they have problems with school administrators, too. The new head of New York City Council's Education Committee, Daniel Drum, wants the public schools to do more to protect these children, and WNYC's Ilya Meritz reports his reasons are personal.
Lawmakers have some pressing tasks, expanding pre-kindergarten, or what to do about testing in schools. But Councilman Drum wanted to make a point. Gays, lesbian, and transgender students can still today be treated badly in schools. He called Rocky Sanabria to testify.
I'm 15 years old, and I'm a sophomore in Maspeth High School.
Rocky has thick brown hair, wears braces, and his voice has already changed. But he was born a biological female. When the time came to enter first grade, Rocky's principal sent him to a special education class, where he remained for 2 years.
Because I had good grades and my tests were, like, phenomenal, but when she had told me why, it was because of my tomboy issues.
Carmen Farina, the newly installed school's chancellor, listened from a few feet away as Rocky spoke. For Councilman Drum, this was a big moment. Drum worked as a school teacher for 25 years. He recalled how in the charged atmosphere of the early 1990s, city schools were issued a new tolerance curriculum called Children of the Rainbow.
3 pages were dedicated to LGBTQ families. The effort sparked controversy in School District 24, where I taught.
Drum picked that moment to come out as gay. It didn't go well.
A principal later crumpled a flyer that I had placed in the teacher lounge for the LGBT Teachers Association, marched up to my classroom and threw it at me, saying, "Don't put this SH, and I'll let you fill in the other letters, on the walls of my school again."
Fortunately for Drum, he had tenure. The chancellor at the time was less lucky. He lost his job over the rainbow curriculum controversy. The people who control the city schools today will remember that time. Chancellor Carmen Farina was a principal. Mayor Bill de Blasio worked as an aide to then-Mayor David Dinkins. Drum says things are much improved now, but kids like Rocky, and sometimes teachers too, are still targets for abuse. Why not put a gay-straight alliance in every school, he said. After all, we now know there are LGBT kids and teachers everywhere. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meritz.